Praise the Lord. Are you happy this morning? Just lift your hands and let's worship Him one more time. All I long to see Your glory. All I long to stand in Your presence. Where can I find such a love so wonderful? Only in Jesus. Call His name Jesus. Call His name Jesus. Call His name Jesus.
Just lift your hand and worship Him.
Call His name Jesus. Call His name Jesus. Call His name Jesus. Where can I find a rest in my soul? Where can I have the power to overcome? Where can I see the glory that shines in the night? Jesus.
Church, call His name Jesus.
Call His name Jesus. Call His name Jesus. Call His name Jesus.
Yes, church, call His name right now.
Call His name Jesus. Call His name troubles on earth. Everyone looks so confused in every situation, but not you. You find the truth. You are set on the soul.
What should you do now?
Call His name Jesus.
Yes.
Call His name Jesus. Oh, call His name Jesus.
Let's sing it one more time.
Call His name Jesus.
That's the name above every name.
Call His name Jesus. Oh, call His name Jesus.
Shandra lava sondro bokuria basendra basendri. Imbra mama sandre be coro bo scendere bare bo sendre bere de se. Oh mama radara ba scendere bo lo bo sencra ba ba varia.
There is anointing flowing in this house right now. Just open your life and let God touch you at this moment. Just give everything to Jesus. Give him that your pain. Give him that sickness. Give him that confusion. Give him that oppresses you. And worship him. And worship him. Yes, let him have liberty. Let him have freedom. Marababa Shandra Bakuria Bashandra Bakuria Basendri. Improve Sendri Bakuria Bashalababa. Reverebe Sendri Bakuria Bashandra Sundi. Reverebe Sendri Bashendri Bakuria Bashandra Bakuria. Reverebe Shandra Bakuria Bashandra Bakuria Bashandra. Reverebe Sendri Bakuria Bashandra. How sweet it is from the very day that I found my Savior. Then I saw he's truly Emmanuel, and he's tattooed to be my God. My God, so I see that truly he can. I will not be afraid of anything anymore, for my God is a rock, the rock that cannot be broken. Oh, call his name Jesus. Church, call his name. Call his name Jesus. Call his name Jesus. One more time, one more time. Call his name. Call his name Jesus. Call his name Jesus. Call his name Jesus. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Let your word break forth. Let your word break forth. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Give Jesus praise. Give Jesus praise. Give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. Amen. When I worship God, whenever you worship God, there are things you ask God to do for years. There are things you've been praying about. When you worship him and lift him up, God rises up in his throne and begin to ask you, what do you want me to do for you? There are times you say, God, this is what I want you to do for me. But when you worship him from the depth of your heart, from the depth of your heart, God stands up. Let him, dear, see your enemy. He will use his foot to get him out of your way. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let him, dear, see you troubled. He's going to knock out that trouble. You know why? Because he dwells. He inhabits the praise that comes from you. He swims inside. How many of you want God to dance in your praise? Hallelujah. Give Jesus praise. Give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. Have your seat. Have your seat. You know, the sweetest thing, the greatest thing that I ever had in my life is the relationship I have with God. Now, I was in a conference one day, and they asked everybody to define Christianity. And somebody said, Christianity is a religion. Somebody said, Christianity means knowing Christ. And then it got to my turn. People had different definitions. I simply said, I want to put mine in a practical term. Christianity is a relationship. It's like marriage. Praise the Lord. It's a relationship between you and God through Jesus Christ. It's something that is meant to be felt. Something you enjoy. Something you experience. And that's what I'm going to be talking about this morning. Have you had an encounter with the Lord? Do you know the Lord? Praise the Lord. Have you experienced the Lord? When you experience the Lord, there will be a divine encounter that will bring divine transformation. The reason why you see people lives don't reflect what they say they are, that is, I'm a Christian, is because they've not actually had a counter, they've not had a counter with the person himself. That's why people don't reflect what they claim they are. I'm a Christian. That's a big word. The word Christian simply means like Christ. If you say, I am a Christian, you are saying, I am living like Christ. You are saying, I'm a holy person. I'm an anointed person. I am a giver. I am a demon caster. I am a tongue-talking Christian. I am not afraid. That's what you are saying. Now, we say, I'm a Christian. And what you think in your head is, I go to church. I'm a Christian. What you think in your head is, I own a Bible. But I'm a Christian. What you think is, well, my father is a pastor. Well, I'm a member of such and such a church. But what it truly means is that when you say I'm a Christian, you will say, hey, there's someone here who is like Christ, who is exactly like Christ, who lives the life of Christ. There's someone here who carries healing in his body. That's why the Bible says, these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay. You can't do that if you're not a Christian. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You can't do that if you're not a Christian. But when you are a Christian and you know I am like Christ, why Christ lay on hands? So I'm going to lay on hands. Amen. So what you need is that divine encounter that will bring divine transformation. Your life needs to be totally transformed. And that's what the Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians. I'm going to be touching scriptures that you already know. But today we're going to do what is called practicals. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. Are you there, church? 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. I read. It says, therefore, if any man, now look at this. I love that word, if. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, if. This is what happens. Praise the Lord. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a brand new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Look at this again. If it is true that you are in Christ, If it is true that you found Jesus, or Jesus have found you, and both of you have come to reconciliation, both of you have become friends, both of you have become Lord and servant, sheep and shepherd. If both of you had actually touched each other, something would have happened in your life. So which means Christianity is something you experience. It's something that have to change something in your life. Something need to go out and something need to come in. Praise the Lord. Now you better ask yourself, what have gone out of me since I became a Christian? And what has come into me? So if you are sick when you come to Christ, you should expect to be healed. I'm a witness to God's divine healing. I was born a sick child. I was sick from the day I knew I was a human being. I was sick. My sickness had no definition. Doctors don't know what it is. They don't find anything. I feel so sorry for people who have been oppressed by the devils. The doctors can't save you. They could help you to preserve you for a little while. But if the devil is actually after you, the doctors can't save you. Because they cannot see demons with that thing. Praise the Lord. Don't blame them. It's not that they don't know anything. They can handle those things that comes, maybe the things you contact from different things like weather, you get cold because the winter is too whatever and whatever. Well, they could handle that. But things that demons do, the doctors can see it. Praise the Lord. I was like that. I grew like that. Was so oppressed. But that changed when Jesus came. I used to have miserable dreams. Sometimes I'll see myself falling from a kind of mountain that is almost touching the sky. I would just be going down endlessly. Then I open my eyes. I start to breathe. I start panting. Oh, what is this? Nobody to tell. When Christ came, all that changed. What has changed in your life? What has changed in your life? It's not enough to say I'm a Christian. I see Christian living defeated. I feel ashamed. Sometimes I don't want to identify myself with some people because I say, what? Is it not the same God I'm serving that you are serving? I don't think you know who you are calling. He said, when if any man be in Christ, this is what Paul was explaining. If any man be in Christ, all things are passed away. Those curses, those hereditary problems, those spells, those sins, he said, they are all gone away. He said, all, not even one. All things become new. Now, have you experienced this in your life? Have you had this encounter? I was so fearful. I fear even my shadows. I fear to walk in the night. There are times I hear some beds in the night. I will squeeze under my father's bed because of fear of death, fear of being killed. I was so weak, being carried from one hospital to another, from one herbalist to another, one native doctor to another. Yet I was a Christian, Catholic Christian. Baptized and confused. And somebody says, oh, why did you say that? The baptism that is genuine is after you are transformed, saved, And then you are immersed like Jesus and taken out. That is true baptism, which reflects the death and resurrection of Jesus and the testimony that you have encountered him, you agree with him, that he died for you, buried with your sin in the grave, and you went in with him and you rose with him in authority and power. But all that I never had. I love worldly music. Despite all my oppression, despite all those pains, right there I have a little tape. Babes, you know, the youths of nowadays, they don't come to church. We are big guys in the house of God. And pastor, don't tell me to get born again. I'm just an Americano boy. Come on. And the pastor starts to talk about righteousness. You say, what kind of stuff is this? That's that, man. This is old school. Praise God. We are very stylish. But let me tell you, the devil don't recognize those things. He doesn't respect those things. I was suffering and dying. A lot of people you see like that are suffering and dying. They just cover up with suits. They cover up with those beautiful things. They just cover up. I'm not against suit. Don't get me wrong. I got some. Praise the Lord. But within they are dying. Why don't you come to church and open up and cry out to the Lord and say, I want to be free? Then you cover all that instead of fight the church. Instead of accuse the church. Accuse brethren. Accuse pastor. Accuse everybody. I don't like this. I don't like that. I don't like this. And I don't like that. Oh, why do they sing like that? Why did pastor mention that? He hurt me. Everybody's hurting you. But one person is hurting you, you cannot even dare to talk to. That's the devil. You need to get out of your life. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You're talking like in America. Anytime I preach in America, people start jumping. Oh my God. I was telling them in Nigeria, I was in a church and I was preaching. And they were just quiet looking at me. I was saying some prophetic things. They were looking at me. I said, wow, I remember when I was preaching in America.
Hey.
Somebody just jump up. When the first time I saw that, I was preaching. And somebody jump up and just got to my front and was just, I said, God, what is happening? Praise the Lord. But I got bold and I was just looking. I said, well, if it's a demon, I can handle that. Yes, I love that. When people, you see, you know, that's their way to just tell the preacher, I'm enjoying what you are saying. I just agree with you. So be free today. Be free. Praise the Lord. Have you had that encounter? Let's put everything aside today. Let's talk about this. Have you encountered Jesus? You know what the Bible says? Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. The Germans will say lecker, sweet. When you taste the Lord, you will hate backsliding. When you encounter the Lord, you will hate backsliding. You will hate sin. You will love church. You will never want to come late to church. You will love night prayer. You will love fellowship. You will like to come for Bible study. You will look, when you encounter Christ, people have encountered church. They've encountered pastors. But they've not encountered Christ. When you encounter Christ, the Bible says all things, your whole destiny change. Everything about you change. Your way of reasoning change. You were going this way, the Lord turns you around. You begin to go the other way. Look at Paul. He was fighting the church. He thought he was doing that for God. He was very religious. But he had no life. He had no relationship with God. And so he was being destructive. Look at what happened. An encounter. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. An encounter. You know the devil is not your problem? Some of you think the devil. He's not the devil. When you encounter Jesus, the devil will bow to you. When Jesus is the Lord of your life, the devil will submit to you. If you let Jesus become your Lord, the devil will say, yes, sir. When you say, in the name of Jesus, he says, where do you want to send me now? Where do you want me to go now? When you say, I say in the name of Jesus, he will say, please, I've heard you. I'm waiting for the next command. Send me somewhere. Send me somewhere. You're putting flames on me. Do you realize? The Bible says everywhere Jesus went, demons were crying. And that's the Jesus I carry in my heart. That's the Jesus you carry in your heart. The Bible says demons were crying. Demons need to cry at your presence. When you step into families, demons begins to cry. I remember one day, there's a place called Ring Road in Benin City. Then, I just finished fasting and prayers. I was invited to preach in the Air Force. There's one Air Force barrack opposite the airport. There's a Christian fellowship. There are officers, you know, Air Force men and women. I was invited to preach there. So, that day I was very casual. I was a little bit weak because I was fasting. So, I had no car then. Many years ago, I entered this cab, this taxi. As I entered, I just sat down with my old Bible. Old Bible. I was just quiet, talking in tongues, just asking the Lord. Because then I've not got the message I'm going to preach to those people. Because some of them, they think that was during the Liberian War. Some of them were those that went to war and all that. So they were coming, they invited them so that I could preach to them. And then I was just quiet, just meditating and praying in tongues. And then suddenly a man came and entered. He was on suit, everything about him black. Black portfolio. He entered and sat down. And when he sat down, we started to move. I didn't pay attention to him. But as he sat down and the car moved, suddenly he screamed, no, no, drop me, stop, you can't destroy me. I wouldn't pay attention, it's not my business. I never knew and realized he was talking to me. He was such a huge man. Then, when I saw he kept talking, I looked. His tongue was so dark. One of the people that sat at the front, the other side, look at him, I recognize. He's a court leader. He's a grandmaster in a court. They said he drinks blood, bathed with blood. His life is very destructive. But you know, that's none of my business. My business is that I know who I believe. I know who is my God. That's how this man was banging at the door, wanting to jump out. The driver had to stop. And the man jumped out and was going and never looked back. And then everybody in the car asked me, who are you? Because I didn't dress like a pastor. You know, we pastors, sometimes we have uniform. Praise the Lord. I didn't dress like a pastor. Now, here, they asked, who are you? Are you a Christian? I said, yes. Okay, so they didn't really ask if I was a pastor because for them, I didn't dress like a pastor. Then one said, are you a pastor? I said, yes. They said, we can see. And when we got the way they, you know, I started encouraging them. We got there. I wanted to pay. The driver said, no, 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 no. No. Other people said, no. Can we give you offering? That's what I'm serving God for. That's what I'm serving God for. That's what I'm serving God for.
where you are working, you'll be recognized for that. In your family, in your community, when you are traveling. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Paul was going to Damascus. Something happened on the way. The Bible says a light shined from heaven. And he fell. That was how his life was transformed. Has your life been transformed? Have you allowed the light to shine? Because there are some of us, when the light is coming, like now I know God is talking to you, when the light is coming and shining, maybe somebody give you a flyer, maybe somebody give you a tract, maybe the pastor is preaching, and God is saying, come on, come on, this is your day, I want to come in, I want to get hold of you, I have something special for you. You say, no, I still have a girlfriend. Pastor, I can do that next year. I have a date with a boy. Has he got a boyfriend? I don't know how I'm going to. Yes, but Pastor, you're talking to my life. But what do I do with my lover? Who is your lover? The one you commit fornication with. The one you commit adultery with. And because of certain parts of her body that your hand goes through, you find it difficult now to let the light shine. And then you see other people like us bubbling in the Holy Ghost. You say, oh, I wish I can be like you. You can be more than me if you will let that guy go. If you will stop committing fornication adultery. If you will make up your mind and say, yes, I want it real. I want the practical part of it. I want to stop deceiving myself. How dare I say I'm a Christian? Jesus said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and you do not what I say? That's the point. It's not that God has become weak, like we portray him. It's not that he has become weak. God is not weak. He's not a weakling. So we that are his people are not beggars. We are not weaklings. Praise the Lord. If any man, tell yourself, if I am in Christ, all things will go. And all things will become new. I will have testimony. Some of us don't have testimony. How many of you can stand up and tell what happened the day you gave your life to Jesus? Listen to people when they give testimony. Since I started going to church, since I knew Pastor James, things started to get better. Fine. But when you have encountered Christ, you will say, since I gave my life to Jesus. It doesn't matter whether you knew Jesus through Pastor James, Pastor Paul, or who, but you now know it's Jesus you met. Since I gave my life to Jesus, it doesn't matter whether light shine on you, it doesn't matter whether Jesus appeared to you just the way he appeared to me. It's the same Jesus, it's the same power. But the point is, you will be able to say, since I gave my life to Jesus, something must have happened. And that's what I want to hear from you today. What happened from the day you gave your life to Jesus? I remember when I newly gave my life to Jesus, we were in a foundation class. One of the songs we sing is, there is a great change since I'm born again. There is a great change since I'm born again. The things I used to do, I do them no more. The lie I used to tell, I tell them no more. The idols I used to serve, I serve them no more. There is a great change since I'm born again. Now, do you have that change? That's why it's difficult for people to obey the word of God, because they've not even had that foundation yet. They've not encountered the Lord. You force people to pay tithe because they don't understand why they should pay tithe.
You force people to give offering. They don't understand why they should give offering. You force people to forgive. Having to realize some people in the church, they have to beg you to forgive your wife.
No, Pastor, she's going to leave my house. You must leave my home. I don't understand why this woman, this wicked, devil-bloody woman. Hi, brother, you forgot those days you used to sneak in the night when the father is sleeping and sleeping. Some little note into her room and say, you're the only honey in my tea. You are the cockroach in my cupboard. Hey, you forgot it! Praise the Lord!
Then you can forgive. You know why it's difficult? Because you've not started at all. That genuine repentance, that genuine encounter, that point where you and God meet, where you say, Lord, I submit. I surrender my sins. I surrender the sickness in my life. I surrender my fears. I surrender everything. You now become my Lord. You now become my Savior. From today, I have decided to follow you. Praise the Lord. And then God will say, because you have chosen me, because you have decided to follow me, I also have accepted you as my son, as my daughter. Therefore, I have a covenant now with you. He that is against you is against me. So I fight for you. Praise the Lord. Now God will say, look, look, I'll supply all your needs according to my riches in glory. Now he will say, I'll never leave you nor forsake you all the days of your life. Look at, you have your path to play. You've got your role to play. And God also has his part to play. Look, it's not one party. It's both party. Both of you. Both of you. Both of you. You have your part. He has his part. Now, if you leave everything for God. Like, I mean, many times. Some white people have come across. God did not do this. God did not do this. The Italians will say, there's a way they curse God. And the Spanish, they will say, idiota. Adio, idiota. I said, why are you cursing God, idiot? He said, because he allowed this to happen. I said, no, God is not idiota. I'm sorry, sir. Can I tell you who is idiota? He said, yes, you are the idiota, not God. Praise the Lord. Huh? You're the one. You're the one. Because you refuse to let him in. Now, you remember God only when you are in trouble. Hear this, brethren. When you become godly, only when you're in trouble, you'll never enjoy God. When you call on God, only when you're in crisis, that's when you remember to pray. When they say this week is fasting and prayer, not me. This month is a month of prayer, not me. Pastor, you know, I can't fast. Why are you not fasting? I would have a problem. Why should I fast? What is my problem? I got a good job. I got children. I got a family. I got a car. I got properties in Africa. I got 6 houses in London. Why should I fast? Well, Pastor, I've heard you. The day, God forbid, one of those things have problem. Oh, Father, Baba, oh my Lord, don't forget my righteousness. In fact, in short, please, in long. Don't use that, that's wrong. Praise the Lord. Then you begin to pray. Don't wait till the devil knock your head out of your body before you become righteous. Before you become strong. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Hallelujah. God never said, wait till when you are in trouble.
which simply means start to develop yourself. Start to build up your spirit. Start to grow in the Lord. Start to be zealous. Prepare yourself. So the Bible says, so that in the evil day, you can be able to withstand. So if you are not equipped, if you are not prepared, and the devil come, what are you going to do?
You're going to call Pastor Solomon. Maybe then, my phone is off. And I'm in the jungle in Africa or somewhere in Asia preaching to thousands of people. And you call. Bim, bim, pom, bim, pom, pom, tram. Oh, voice me. Oh, God. Here's second number. Pam, 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 pam. Okay. Oh, sorry, Pastor. Someone is not available now. Oh, God. What should I do? I remember another pastor. What's his name? Pastor Fire. Okay. Beep, 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 beep. Are you not touched? Okay. Ah, it's not going. Network busy. This thing is getting out of hand. Okay. Pastor Francis. He's well known for prayer. He's a man. He's an intercessor. I'm going to reach him quickly. His phone never goes off. Okay. Ping, ping, ping. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Bam. Bum, bum. Bum, bum. Bum, bum. He didn't pick. Ah. Surgery. He's doing surgery right now. Oh. But if you know the Lord, and you have been listening to Pastor Francis, and you have been receiving the word that he has been giving to you, and you have been applying it, at that moment, the Holy Spirit will bring such words to your remembrance, and you will say, my God, in the name of Jesus, you devil, I come against you, get out of my way. And the next Sunday, when they say testimony time, like that of a lovely sister said today, you just fly your hand in the air and say, yeah, I got something to say. You jump it out? Hey, praise God. I tell you, brethren, God is good. 3 days ago, I had an unusual experience. But I remember what Pastor Francis preached last week. That when the devil comes your way, James 4:7, resist him and he will flee from you. The Holy Ghost reminded me. And I resisted the devil and he fled. Brother, join me, shout 7 hallelujah. Now everybody begin to shout hallelujah. You know what? Now you are encouraging Pastor Francis. Now he's seen the fruit. He's in his labor. He said, oh God, hallelujah. I got this kind of people here. Now you're encouraging the church that come with testimonies. When everybody come with problem. Look at me, one person. You're going to come with problem. You're going to come with problem. Now let me dedicate 30 minutes to each of you. Two of you 1 hour. Two of you 2 hours now. That's 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. Before you know it, I'm going to be tired. My wife is going to call me. Honey, I've not seen your honey since morning. Your first son has come from school and is trying to, he wants to talk to you. He's missing daddy at home. Dear, please, do and come home and let us have coffee together. Now his attention is divided. He's thinking of the honey he will give to his wife. God help you to grow in Jesus' name. God help you to be strong in Jesus' name. God help you to know that it is possible for you to be like Christ in Jesus' name. When you have had an encounter with Jesus and you've been transformed, turn with me to the book of John. I wanted to give my testimony, but my testimony is so long that it will take 2 hours. So I wouldn't dare go into it, but I may just hit it little by little because of the time. Praise the Lord.
hope we have time sometime to come. John chapter 14, verse 12. When you've had encounter with Jesus and your life has been transformed and all things have gone, this is what begins to happen. Would you just rise to your feet, church, and let's read this together. John chapter 14, verse 12. I want us to read this together. One, two, go. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believe on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Now look at, you can have your seat. Jesus had to live here for you so that you can take his place. And before he left, he said, occupy till I come. What do you want him to do? He had to go to heaven. Thank God I saw heaven. You need to read my book. To prepare a place for you. He had to go there, and I tell everybody, you may not own a house here, but you could. But every one of you are house owners in heaven. If you are saved, the very day you get born again, that day a house is assigned. A mansion indeed is assigned to you in heaven. That's why those who are saved, they labor for the Lord, they work for the Lord, they give, they do everything, their time, because they lay up treasure in heaven. Because we don't talk about heaven anymore in the church, people don't know where they're going, so everybody's afraid to die. People are worried about, oh, I don't want to die. But if you realize that you are going to a better place, than where you are, and you know it is sure, and you have a better home, a better mansion, death will not scare you. Praise the Lord. But when you are living like you're going to be here forever, and forget there is no human being that is going to be here forever. If you know you can leave any day, any time, and you're going somewhere, all you do will be towards that direction. Look at people that work. They work towards their retirement. Then they talk about pension. In Spain, you see a lot of elderly people. When everybody goes to work in the afternoon, you see them. They are always pugnosing, just looking at everything going on. In Madrid, you see a lot of them in different gardens, in different places. You see a lot of them like that. Then you see them eating and drinking. I was asking my friend one day, where do these elderly people get the money? He said they are enjoying their pension. Oh, they worked towards this day. How many of you are working towards your departure? How many of you are working towards where you're going to be forever and ever? If nobody ever told you, I want to tell you that heaven is real. Hell is real. I've been to hell. I've been to heaven. I don't have enough time to tell you the story. I've seen heaven. I've seen hell. I must tell you, my brothers and sisters, if you reject Jesus, if you refuse to be saved, and you reject Christ, it's such a pity. There is no suffering in this world that can be compared with the pain, the torment, the suffering in hell. It's horrible. It's terrible. It's such a terrifying experience. When I met Jesus and he took me to heaven, when he showed me the beauty of heaven and I saw the worshipers, I heard the song. And look, I told him, please Lord, let me go in here. And he said, no, I'm sending you back to the world. Listen, I was shocked. Why do you want to send me back to the world? You want me to get sick again? He said, no, I have an assignment for you. When you finish that assignment, I'll come to take you and you'll be with me here. And I want to announce to you today, the reason why you are alive is not because you don't own a car yet. The reason why you are still there is not because you don't own a house yet. The reason why you are still there is not because you are not married yet. The reason why you are still there is because it's not because your children have not grown up. God is keeping you here because he has a mission for you here, because he has an assignment for you here. You have not finished that which he has for you. You have not finished it. And so God is not done with you yet. God is not true with you yet. If God is true with you, he will call you home. That's why I tell people, why are you so afraid? The devil can't kill you when God has not said his time. If your life is in his hand, if your life, look at what Jesus said to that king or that pilot. He said, don't you know that I have power, authority to set you free and to cause you to be crucified? Jesus smiled. He said, you have no power over me except it's given to you from above. That's my head. That's my leader. That's my shepherd. That's the head of the church. Let me tell you, church, if Jesus becomes the head of your life, if he becomes the Lord of your life, if he takes absolute control, the devil can't kill you prematurely. This is absolute fact based on the word. Why did Jesus die? Because God wanted it for your sake and for my sake. If God has said no, I remember one day, if you read your Bible, he was captured and they took him. Praise the Lord. They would take him to a mountain. They were so wicked. They were so angry. You know what they wanted to do? They wanted to take him up, hold his legs, and his head down, and just smash him from the mountain. He was going with them. Ooh, when I remember that, I said, Lord, I thank you. And what did he, look, he was going with them. And then, gradually, they started to see two Jesus. They started to see three Jesus. They started to see four. And they never knew who was the original one. And then he was going with them. And then he was going with them. You know what happened? He just walked away. And they didn't know he escaped. You know why? It was not yet time. You will stop to be afraid of death when you catch this revelation. It was not yet time. But when it was time, he submitted himself. He knew he had to pay the price. I tell believers, did God tell you you would die tomorrow? Who is giving you this information? Yes, Pastor, something happened to somebody I knew to be Christian. He died of cancer. Is that you? Praise the Lord. Tell somebody, God is not true with me yet. God is not true with me yet. So instead of being worried about debt, I should be worried about what I'm going to do for the Lord. Instead of being worried about death, I should be worried, about the plan God has for me that I have not accomplished. When you are going after what God asks you to do, he will give you divine protection. His glory will be over you.
Do I still have 2 minutes? And my time is up. I don't know if this is for me. It looks like. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's read this together. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believe on me, the works that I do, he shall do also. And greater works than this, he will do, because I go unto my Father. Let me round up with this because of time. Because Christ has gone, he chose to live inside of you. He chose to dwell inside of you and to reflect who he is, the fullness of his authority, of his person through you. Praise the Lord. So that you can do what he did. Oh my God. If I say that in America, they are going to start flying everywhere. So that you can do what he did.
And not only do what he did, but do greater than he did. You see, God is not jealous. Jesus is not jealous. If you have a son, and throughout your lifetime you were able to buy one car, and your son, you have desire that your son should buy more, have more houses. God have desire that you do even more than Jesus did. That's what I tell pastors. When you see your member prospering and God is using your member, I see some pastors, they try to stop it. You see your member is growing in the spirit, is catching up with you. You say, huh? You want to take over from me now? Okay. I'm not going to let this happen. I'm going to smear you with accusation. I'm going to try to put you down. I said, pastors, no. That's your product. That's your product. When you see your product growing, you should be happy. When you see someone you brought up in the Lord is doing well, you should be happy. I want to see every member of the church strong. I want to see them doing what I'm doing. I want to see them doing greater than I'm doing. Then that shows that I'm successful. That shows that my ministry is fruitful. I just want to stop here. You need an encounter with the Lord. Let's rise to our feet. You need an encounter. Hallelujah. And we need to open your mind and talk to the Lord this morning. Look at your life. Look at your life. What am I still holding on to that is taking me away from the Lord? What am I still holding on to? What am I still holding on to? What is that thing that is separating me from this divine encounter? I want you to talk to the Lord this morning. Say, God, I give you everything. Take my life. Transform me. Change me. Change me. Change me. Change me. I need that power. I need that fire. Change me, Lord. So that I can be who you want me to be. So that I can do what you want me to do. I want you all to pray this prayer with me. Father in heaven,
Father in heaven,
I stand in your presence,
to receive the fullness of Christ
over my life.
From today,
I've made up my mind.
I've decided
to live my life
totally
for Jesus.
I want to be completely
transformed
into your image,
into the image of Christ,
that there will be no
difference
between
Christ's
life
and
my life.
Therefore,
I renounce
and
destroy
and reject
and refuse
anything
and
everything
in
my life
that holds
me down,
that
take me out
of Christ.
In
the name of Jesus,
I break
every covenant,
every
curses,
every
ties,
family
ties,
hereditary
ties,
and
every tie
that
is tied to
me,
that
is holding on
to me,
that
makes
me
not
to come
to
the
fullness
of
the knowledge
of Christ. Right now, I reject it. I destroy it. I refuse it and cast it completely out of my spirit, out of my soul, out of my body. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, Satan, pack your load and go from me and return no more forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm just going to pray.